Hi, everybody. Today is our third call in the Love and Kindness series. It is June 11th, 2020, and I am just vibrating with the importance of the the work that we're going to be doing, work and play that we're going to be doing today. So I am glad that we're starting in Shavasana because I want that to settle my own energy. I'm really like this, as I say. So let's take a couple minutes together. And find that comfortable place. You can be seated if you choose. Always, if you can, find a place to lie down so that you can be not just in meditation, but in Shavasana. Take this time for yourself. Have you taken time for yourself yet today? Lie down in a comfortable position. Make sure nothing is in your way. Nothing is, you're not bumping into anything. Give yourself space. The practice is a metaphor. Are you giving yourself space? Make sure the low back is comfortable. Raise your legs with a bolster or a blanket or legs up on the couch if you need so your back is comfortable. Open the chest. So one way to do that is to dig the elbows into the floor to lift and open the heart center, so that the heart is open. Make any adjustments you need to be comfortable. And then take comfort and find stillness. With the next few exhalations, completely let go. Let go of any tension that you may be holding that you didn't know you were holding. Let go of what came before in your day. It's past now, it's gone. It's only in our minds as a memory. Let it go. It doesn't matter now. The future is just a thought. You'll get there when you're there. Stay here. Be present. Relax all the tiny muscles of the face. Relax the jaw. We tend to hold a lot of tension there. Have you noticed? Let it go. Lips barely touching, teeth slightly parted, tongue relaxed. We hold so much tension in and around the face. Can you let it go? When you let the eyes sink back toward the back brain, it lets the mind become quiet and Shavasana comes. Feel the breath. Be the breath. If your mind wanders, this mind will, plans, ideas, sensations. Just gently, without judgment, let that thought go. It's not important right now. Let it fade away due to lack of attention. It just so doesn't matter. Just bring your mind back to this breath, this movement of this breath here and now. The whole world can shift in a single breath. One person who is aligned is more powerful than millions who are not. Feel the breath. Be here. and letting go of Shavasana as easily as you came into it. Notice that moment as soon as my words are spoken. Is there any attachment? Can you notice it's budding right at that moment? Is there anything going, oh, I want to stay here? Anything wanting this moment to be anything than what other than what it is? Notice, just notice and let it go. Because now it's moving into a new moment. How graciously do you move into that next moment? How easily do you let go of the last moment into this next moment, which is this in-between space that soon you will move? Can you be just as happy in that in-between space? Not completely the depth of Shavasana, not yet in the next moment. We're in a transitional place in the world. How are you in this transitional moment? Coming out of Shavasana, but not out yet. Be here. Watch the breath. Allow the breath to deepen. Bend the knees. Give yourself a big hug. Feel the deliciousness of this in-between moment. Can you love that too? And then roll over onto the right side. Support your head. Consciousness in every moment, every in-between moment. That's usually where we live the most of our lives. And what we consider in-between moments en route to somewhere else. Be here. Softly open your eyes. Keep the gaze toward the floor. As you slowly press yourself up to sitting. And return to our virtual circle. As always, camera on whenever possible. Presence, focus. Letting go of whatever else you thought you'd be doing at the same time. Whenever you can, only be here. And then if there's something else that, you know, calls you that where you need to have your camera off, be gentle with yourself for that. Or if you're listening in the recording, just be gentle with yourself. However you're here, I'm so glad you're here. And take a moment to jot down, what did you love about this practice of Shavasana for yourself today? Take a moment to jot down your openings from this practice today. For yourself, for you alone, what did you love in this practice? Let's take a minute and jot that down. You jot while I have my first sip of my breakfast. I was so engaged in what we were doing for this morning, for this afternoon. What did you love about Shavasana? Okay, do you all have at least one thing that you loved in your Shavasana? You're at least one thing down? Beautiful, thank you. All right, just pouring myself some water here too. Okay, a couple of announcements. Just a reminder that our call next week is on Tuesday, not Thursday. I'm speaking for eWomen Seattle on Thursday, so call Tuesday. And I just want to mark that, man, if you don't already have this on your calendar, I'd put it on your calendar because of the energy of what's going to be happening, I would not miss that call. It just so happens that that call, my day is mostly empty that day, but I'm going to be here with you. That is the fourth anniversary of my man's death. And he has been more present to me this year after 4 years than ever. There has been a lot moving for me, and I know it's going to be an amazing call. So if you had something else scheduled, if you can, I would shift it because I know the energy of that call is going to be outstanding. And also one more reminder that Dottie, did you, sorry, Dottie?
I just asked if it was the same time on Tuesday.
Yes, yeah, and you should have that. That's funny, the sound is not coming out of my headphones for some reason. I'm not hearing you well. Give me 1 second. Select the microphone. Okay. Will somebody else speak? Because there's something weird happening with my headphones. I want to make sure that I can hear you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Better. I just
one,
fixed it.
Two, three. You're
it's welcome. Because I was helping my parents. I think it's probably I was playing with some adjustments. I was helping my parents get onto Zoom over the a few days ago, and Lord bless them. It took two patient hours to have them say, you know, to have them get over to Google and then click on the URL. So, and they were so proud of themselves when they got there. So, and I had to play with some of my settings to get the sound working for them. My niece used to be over there helping them, and she's not staying with them anymore. So, thank you for that tech check. Okay, another reminder. And so we have, I am so excited about this summer together. I can hardly speak because this is such a deep dive into story this summer. We have Story Foundations where we're going to be doing, it's like Story 2.0. What are the higher level stories that we need for our company, from the branding to the company vision to how we work with our team? Higher level functions of story, and also in the intricacies of how we construct story. It is we've delivered that material in different ways before, but never in such a powerful context, never ever in this way, and never at that high a level. And so I am thrilled about Story Foundations. And then if you were here last time, you also know that there's a new course called Stories That Sell Now. And I will tell you that I'm just bonusing you guys into this. It's a 2000, like it's not in your program. It's not in your program, but I love to over-deliver. It's a $2,000 course. I can tell you we're going to be offering it and already are starting to offer it. I've offered it to people just, we don't even have anything built about it yet, but we're going to be offering it for $9.97. And I told you guys that I'm bonusing you in on Thursday. And then more than one of my team members came to me after that and said, Michelle, remember to charge your people for that because that is not in their package. So I said, sorry. Too late. I already promised them that we're just going to over deliver and give it to you. So, but as they're hearing about what's, thank you, Barb. Thank you for that. So, thank you, Yvonne. So, but as they're hearing about what this course is and, you know, what's going to be in it, they were just like, Michelle, you know you love your people. I know they're amazing, but you got to charge them for it. I'm like, too late. It's just an over delivery. So I hope that you will, you know, it's up to you if you want to come or not. But because I know that for some of you to meet Tuesday, Thursday, and it's summertime, but man, this course is going to be outstanding. And oh, I actually have the bullets here. They don't exist anywhere online yet, but people are already purchasing it because it's hot. I mentioned to people they want to come. And also, if you know anybody if you want anybody to have access to something of your journey, but they're not ready for a deep dive, have either Beth or myself talk to them about this, because it is going to be, this is the first time we're offering it, and there's something extremely, extremely special about the first time around. To be on that cutting edge, it's going to be outstanding. And so it's called Stories That Sell Now, How to Craft a Story That Gets Results. And here's the promise, and this is just from my own notes. You can't find it out there anywhere. So this is not in completely crafted language yet, but I just want you guys to know, I want you to own the story of your life so you can tell it from stage or anywhere and people buy stuff from you. What is it to have that story? So we'll have you, you know, generate like 15 stories, and which is the one that you should choose? And what are those stories that you can tell from stage? So, and the content, there's 6 classes. These are designed as 1-hour classes. We'll see if I can do that. You know, that's a challenge for me, right? But so it's designed to fit in your life and actually give you space. And the content modules are already outlined. And also it's going to be highly influenced by who's actually going to show up, who's on the court. I'm bonusing you guys in, who's there is going to really, it's going to be really tailored to you, but I already know too, the content, tell the right story. We'll have you give you 15 to choose from, but what is the right story? Because people sometimes tell stories, but they tell the wrong one and it sounds good, but it leads them in the wrong direction. So people even get excited, but then they don't buy down the way. So what's the right story? Second content module is to be driven by your larger purpose. What's your larger purpose in your life? How does that correspond with the larger purpose in your company? And how do you design it so that that story goes along with that, that purpose? Because otherwise, again, you can't get anywhere. Own your story. What gets in the way of you choosing the right story to tell? What gets in the way of you owning your own story? And to transform that. Then the technical writing of the story, we're actually going to be producing that story together. We'll have the intentionality for this is to have a before and after, right? And then how do you apply these keys to all your stories? And really the end of Stories That Sell Now opens out to where Story Foundations begins. How do you apply stories at all levels of your company? So it's going to be our finest work yet in this company. That's what I'm anticipating. And you guys know we've done some stuff that freaking rocks. Like we just came out of Mexico at home. I've never been more excited for content that I've been teaching for 25 years, but we have never delivered in this way before. So just wanted to underline it. I hope you've got Tuesdays and Thursdays marked out on your calendar. We don't even have all the dates yet, but we're doing our best to fit it in onto my calendar. Emily's working those days right now, but if you block off Tuesdays and Thursdays, this course will start probably late July. We're going to have a call that precedes it that goes out to the entire list. And then an early bonus call for those who know they're going to be there. And Yvonne, can you just capture this for me too? I want to know who's actually going to be there. Like, yes, you've got it in your, but if you're just planning to catch the recordings and listen later, that's a different experience than actually doing it with us the first time around. So Yvonne, can you send this to me and to Amy? Cause I think a really good idea would be, you can tell that this is just being built right on the spot, right? Yvonne, a really good idea would be to find out who's actually committing to be there for this course. And then there's a bonus class that will be on toward the end of June. And I think what we want for that bonus class is those who are to open that up to those who are committing to be to the course, because I want to know who's going to be on the court and actually work on this and playing for this summer. This should save you time. This should help you find your purpose. This should give you spaciousness as well, because this is a key point for marketing, for sales, for everything that you do. And I'm thrilled. I want to be there because I want to see how we're going to put this together for my company as well. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we've never, ever done this before. I'm super excited about this summer. So Yvonne, will you capture that? Thank you, because it's a really great idea. And this is how things get built. Thank you. A sticky note. Did y'all see that about the sticky notes on Facebook? I love that. Beautiful. All right. Any question? I know you probably have a million questions about it, but any questions like, I didn't understand what you said, Michelle, like just technical questions. I saw a couple raised hands. I think Wendy and then Steve. Wendy, you had your hand up.
Oh, I was just saying I'm in. I was raising my hands for Yvonne to know.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. If you know, and it's probably Tuesdays, but if you know you're just going to be in and you're going to commit to that and you're going to carve out time for it, let's just get a show of hands right now of, wow. Okay. Fantastic. So that's the Yvonne, if you can just take a look and we'll double check later, but like put your hands up again so she can see you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And I honor that if it's a whatever your answer is, and I know you don't even have the dates in front of you, that's freaking cool. Thanks. Okay. So, Steve.
Usual start time, 12:30 Mountain.
Yes. That's the intention. And please don't hold me to that. I'm announcing this before we even have it, but that's the intentionality. Yes. So,
because if I'm going to block my calendar,
exactly,
I need to know.
Block, yes. I just can't tell you for sure this date or that date, but it will be Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the intention is to start the last week in July, run it on Tuesdays. That will make it end the first week in September. That's our sketch for it right now. The dates are in Basecamp right now for me to look at. I just haven't had a chance to get there, but that's the best of the intentionality. If you block Tuesdays and Thursdays, you should be good. And then you'll be able to pull some of them out, right? And you should start late July, but there'll be a call that precedes it mid-July. Best I can do for right now. If somebody posts a question in the Facebook page or posts a question in Basecamp, not in Basecamp, posts a question in Story Freedom Academy that says, hey, Michelle, tell us exactly when the dates are. That will have me focused on it before next call so that I have the dates for you solidified for next week. It will remind me that that's important in all the things that we're doing right now to get those dates to you. So if anyone wants to post that for me, that'd be a great thing to do. Anyone want to volunteer to post that question? Then we know what will happen. Jasmine, thank you. Done. Okay. And Yvonne, if you can keep me accountable to that, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. That's it for announcements. So, so much fun stuff happening in the community right now and in the company. So, three keys to choosing words that make you more influential. How many of you made it to that call or to the recording? Okay. So, okay, a number of you. Okay. I know that that probably already seems like a long time ago these days between COVID-19 and the growth of the company and Black Lives Matter. It feels like a week ago was a year ago. So if you can't remember what you learned from then, because it was so long ago, no worries. But if you can take your mind back there and go, there was some aha, and I had you all on Thursday listening at a different level to what I was speaking about on Friday, and which stories I was telling, which stories I was not telling, for instance, that might remind you of some of it. Ahas from that call, what do you remember for those who couldn't be there? That was a good call. If you heard even a piece of what was being taught there, this company and life-changing. Ahas from that call that you remember. Yeah, Yvonne.
Sorry, I put up my hand and then I realized I have my mouth full. Words have power and they can transform lives.
Thank you. Beautiful. 100% yes. Did any of you notice the stories I did and didn't tell? Yeah, Wendy, go ahead.
I was going to say, I didn't do my inspired action. So I know what my inspired action is. I messed with it a tiny bit, but we talked about the meditation practice, the love and kindness, and just focusing on, may I be safe, may I be peaceful, happy, and may I be healthy.
Yeah. And so that was from the Thursday call. Yeah. And thank you for recalling us to that
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm so glad. Don't apologize. And just notice that is it okay if I play here a little bit, Wendy? Your editor came up, I think, twice already. Right? So here's what, you know, I'm going to suggest this to you, Wendy, because you've made such huge leaps. And sometimes right when we're making leaps, then some old stories come in there because it's like, oh my goodness, now I'm up here. Oh, let me go back to there. So Wendy, can we play a little bit? Because this is so important. Can we play a little bit? I think you're going to like this. So years ago, actually, this was the very first person who was in this community, the very first person. And I used to do the work right in my home in those days, right? It was 10 years ago. And so she came over for a private session and she knocked on my door and she said, Michelle, I just want to tell you, like, they're not great because some of them are broken and it's actually secondhand because they came from this event that I was just at. So the person home baked them, but I wasn't the one who baked them, but I brought you some cookies. So, right. Yeah, you got it. So what do you think I made her do with love?
Retell her story.
Thank you, Barb. Yeah. So I said, please, I'm going to shut the door. Can we just do a redo on that? She was laughing because she heard it by that time. She came back and said, Michelle, I'm so excited. I can't remember exactly what she meant, but I'm so excited for our day today. And I want you to know, I brought these amazing home-baked cookies. I know you're going to love them or whatever it was she said. Whole different story, whole different life. So Wendy, just like I asked with her, because you just brought beautiful things to this call. And the thing about saying sorry, this is what I've taught sometimes this community, but I haven't said it here in a long, long time. And I've taught it to my daughter as well. So we've been around a while. You might have heard me say that. Sorry. What does sorry mean anyway? Sorry means we think that we put somebody out in some way, right? Which must mean that we think that they did something for us. Oh, well, so why am I saying sorry? Like, let me save it for the really, you know, man, I just ran you over with my car or whatever it is, you know, and you're in the hospital and you're, right? Good time to say sorry. Canadians, I'm not above any of these things as Canadians where, you know, our habit is somebody steps on our foot. It's like, oh, sorry. You know, when that other person stepped on our foot, oh, sorry, my foot was there. You know, right? So this is well earned and I'm not past this myself at all, right? But if we think that something beautiful happened, you know, a story that I kept you waiting, it's like, thanks for your patience because, you know, there's no energy of impatience in them or, you know, thanks for meeting with me today. I'm so glad that you were here and, whatever it is, right? So use that story in a way a couple of times, but you have something huge to contribute here. So do you want to like shut the door just like with the cookies and then come in and, you know, have it like take two? Not because there's something wrong with that. That was huge, hugely and highly illustrative. And it's a marker of all the leaps that you've been doing that comes in at that time. Well, nothing's gone wrong. So one day, now you might not even remember what it is you had to say, but you could make it up and say something else. Doesn't matter, whatever you want to say. Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to contribute today. I really loved the idea of doing the simple meditation, the loving kindness meditation. And I didn't spend as much time on it as I wanted to. And it's my inspired action for this next week, because I feel like it's that important.
Could you hear the difference? Could y'all hear the difference? Wendy, could you hear the difference? How did it feel, version one and version two?
Really different.
Talk to us about this. This is directly connected with the matter for today's call. There are no accidents, right? So we'll get there and you'll see it after I tell you what it is. Tell me about version one and version two. How did it feel? Like, what was the difference?
I think it's just owning my space and owning that I have something important to say and that what I have to say is enough. And even that I was talking about the wrong call didn't matter because it was important anyways.
Can you hear all that? And was that was a perfect description of it. And can you hear how all of that energetically translated into two different people that Wendy was showing up as? And I know you already know, but, and Wendy, can we take this just one step further? Is this okay? This is brilliant. Thank you for that. So Wendy version one, Wendy version two, Wendy is out there networking. Wendy is speaking from stage. And Wendy's got something on offer and you're tempted to buy from one of them. Who's going to buy from Wendy number one? Who's going to buy from Wendy number two? Right? Thank you for this, Wendy. Thank you for owning it. And thank you for that illustration is often right when we've had a huge leap. This is, let me teach again, it's not in my notes anywhere here, but we'll connect in a different way with the material for today's call in just a little bit. But there's a book called by Gay Hendricks called The Big Leap. Did I get that right? Yeah. And what Gay Hendricks says is one of his essential teachings in that book is when we've made a big leap over here, we have this idea that we are only allotted this much success and happiness, right? So here's our set point. Now we have a big leap, and have we all witnessed that in Wendy lately? I mean, geez, our annual goal in a week, that's a leap. That's amazing, freaking beautiful, and go reference the Facebook note, right? So as we increase over here, we have this unconscious belief that we have this set point for success and happiness. So we will just go and sabotage in another area to keep this medium. And sometimes it's the extra stories, or sometimes it's, oh, I'm not worthy, or sometimes it's, you know, we'll go start a fight with our spouse or whatever it is, or we'll go, you know, sabotage something that's actually working in our company, or we'll, I don't know, whatever it is, or we'll, you know, start, you know, living on bonbons and stop sleeping well, or whatever it is. Like we'll take some foundational area of our life and tank it unconsciously on purpose, so that we come out the same. And so this is also allowing me to bring that teaching. It's like, well, what if that's not it at all? What if it's that my level of success and happiness and worthiness is just on the rise? And what if that's okay? And what if I can have mirrors in this community, for instance, that will allow me to notice that and then just go keep going so that you, and we saw you enacting that. You didn't have to, that version one, bless her, and version two, she's your birthright. That for all of us, right? Beautiful. Thank you. Steve, you had your hand raised a while back. Just to remember what you were going to say.
So my editor is telling me not to say this, so I'm going to say it.
Perfect.
How's that?
Yes. Fantastic. Good notice.
I didn't find Friday's call that inspiring.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that, because if it wasn't inspiring to you, it wasn't inspiring to you. I'm really glad you said it. So that call wasn't for you. Yeah. 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 And let me see. What's a piece that we could, I think that's, you know, not everything will be for everybody. Not everything will be for everybody. And so that one, that was not your call. That one was not for you. Anything else we want to open up to there? Let me just think.
I did take a couple of things I wrote down to see the highest and best in the other and enable them to choose to be that and follow through.
Yep. You know what's interesting too, because that's really, really interesting to me. I think where we leave that one is like, thank you. That's satya. That's truthfulness. And also, I think the most important piece about that is that not everything that you do will be for everyone. And that's okay. And not every piece that you, not every piece in this year as well will be the first thing for you. And that's okay too. And also, how do I say this? That to let that be, I think the most important thing for everyone here, I hope, unless there's something more that you really want to say about that, because I don't want to block anything that you want to share about that. But like also to let that free up something in you. That not everything you do will be for everyone, not even your high-level clients. And that's okay. We simply keep creating. We simply keep putting it out there. And that know that there will be the thing that doesn't move the needle for one person will move the needle extraordinarily for another person. All the feedback that we're getting from that call is a very different experience from yours. And so that's always going to be true. And it reminds me of one of the classes I taught at university. There was one particularly, because I taught many, many, many classes, and many, many, many evaluations. But one in particular was just, it was such a, I learned so much from it. And this is about like from the Letting Go series, non-attachment. You know, do they love it? Do they hate it? It's all good. It's all fine. One class that I taught, it was entirely polarized. Like sometimes there's like really great class reviews and sometimes there's some in the middle and then some people that don't like you. But this one, there was just a strong contingent of people like, this is the best class I've ever taken in 4 years of university. This was amazing. This changed my life and so on. And then there was this other contingent. It's like, this is a waste of my time. You should fire her. It was really polarized. And I'm like, it's all good. All good. We were doing some really innovative things ahead of our time. We were doing some online work that some people loved and some people hated. Nobody was doing it at that time. And, you know, so, and again, they're not wrong or right for people who loved it or hated it. It doesn't matter. Everyone has their own journey. So I'm so glad you shared
that,
Steve.
Thank you for role modeling that, Michelle, for us, that, you know, it's do your duty and be unattached to the outcome, like we talked about in Mexico. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And if ever there's something like, this could be for Steve's personal journey, like if there was something even that was sort of really truly awful or offensive or that got him on the wrong direction, if that were the case, like lean in. That's a great reminder too, to lean in. I mean, there's me, there's our team, there's each other and so on. So something, I'm not detecting that energy, but if it were something like that also, you know, that's a different level thing, like lean in and get support. But it's a really good illustration as well that of so many things that we've been learning this year too, like start close in and move to further away. I've been teaching and training for many, many, many years. And when you're talking to more than one person, and when you're talking to more than one person and you can't see them, that's far away in the language of practical applications, right? That is always a more challenging task. And so we want to start close in. So for instance, if it'd been something like this, and I'd seen Steve's face, because I bet I would have been able to read it on Steve's face, there might have been little markers in there for him, because I would have seen at that moment probably that, you know, well, we've lost Steve here, right? Perhaps. Or somebody else. So, and it doesn't matter, because we just keep doing our work. We just do our work and it doesn't matter. And it could have been that no matter what, if I'd added little pieces for Steve or for someone else in that moment, as I'm watching what's going on, that it's going to, like, somebody's going to be the best thing since sliced bread, and somebody else is like, well, you know, fire her. She did like It's all good. And we just keep doing our work. We just keep doing our work. So thanks for that, Steve. That's beautiful. Yeah, Dottie, go ahead.
I'm glad you shared that, Steve, because I wanted to say to everybody, I really missed you all last week. I had to help something that I didn't have, I needed to go to. But I really missed you all. And I still really appreciate that you all are like family to me, really, and like a safe space. So it's like Steve just brought it to our, you know, present that we're a very safe place to say something like that.
Yeah.
And that I appreciate your doing it because Michelle gave us some help on it and we all benefited. So thank you.
Fantastic. Dottie, beautiful.
I also did want to say that I had a big fight yesterday with a friend of mine. And so I'm coming to this call with that present. And I understand about words can be powerful and words can be transforming. I saw the power of mean words with each of us yesterday. And I was just wondering, I'm anxious to hear the transforming words.
There could not be a better entry to the material for today, but before we get to the material for today, so remember what you just heard. And remember what Wendy was talking about. And if you forget, don't worry. Later on, you can listen to this call. You'll see they connect, right? There's nothing you need to hang on to. Don't try to search for it. No braga, no attachment. But there's something else that I want to do first. And then we'll connect with what Dottie was just saying. And thank you for that. And that notice itself is, I would celebrate that because noticing the energy that we're coming in with, and also like, who are you? No, not that. Like, beautiful watching the transformation in you, Dottie. We loved the Dottie that you were before. She is still in you and a part of you. And also the openings that have been happening are incredible because you're saying that, but you are not, like, you didn't say it filled with that energy. Those words felt very neutral. Do you know what I'm saying? They were just like witness consciousness, witnessing it, not caught up in the moment in it. And that is life and company changing. Dottie, y'all, if you heard what I just said, raise your hand. Did you get that? That is life-changing. Well done. Beautiful.
One other thing I'd like to say as I look at you all, which I didn't do at first, is that I felt, and I believe it comes from here. I do some other courses too and some other work, therapy work and stuff, but I felt important enough to say it. And to let it be known that if in your notes you could address that somehow, it would really help me personally. And I was important enough to take that opportunity. So I just want to say that. Thank you.
Dottie, beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, no freaking kidding. Marie's celebrating over there. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
And some of this, a couple of you here, Yvonne and Marie would remember this. You were reminding me, Dottie, of one of our grads. She worked in this community for years, actually, and more and more openings that happened. And one year she came to an event and she said, oh, what I learned this time is my words matter. And it landed, you've heard this phrase before. And the next year she came back to the same event. She said, oh, right, I matter. And it's like, you could go, yeah, well, whatever. But like the way you're saying it here, world changing. Fantastic. Thank you. All right. So the thing that I want to get to next that I, and before we do that, man, I hesitate to do this, but anything else bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? Because it's just if there's energy pulling over in this direction, you won't hear what's coming next. Anything that you absolutely must speak. And if not, then so that we can gather our energy into this moment. Good. Okay. So here's the thing that I want us to celebrate together. And that's our dear friend Yvonne, who has just taken another beautiful leap. There have been many leaps over a number of years. And was it the day before yesterday? I've lost track of days. I can't remember which day it was. My days are just this week, just recently. Sunday? What day was that? A couple days ago, anyway. Doesn't matter what day. Can you tell how excited I am?
It's the same for me.
Whatever day it was, very recently.
It was Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday, mm-hmm. 2 days ago. Yvonne just took another leap in this community into Diamond Elite. And I'm so pleased for you, Yvonne. I'm so proud of you.
And thank you. Thank you very much.
So you know how it's so beautiful to understand what that energy is inside that person, because we all want that. It's like celebrating Wendy's leap of like, wow, I just got my annual thing, like annual goal, and I got it in a week, and the alignment in that, and the deep and beautiful alignment of that leap, of that knowing of who you are, what your company is, who you are on this planet, what this community is to you. And so would you let us, it's kind of like not standing on your shoulders. It's not riding on your short tails. It's neither of those. I'm not finding the words to say it. It's like, let us share in that energy, because it's such a beautiful energy and it uplifts us all. What made you decide to leap in this way for yourself?
I know I'm meant for bigger things. I know that playing small is no longer an option. So...
Oh, look at Wendy. Yes, absolutely. Where's my...
There you go. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, it's so great.
Hey, Wendy, you love your dance.
I need to have mine always at hand. I just realized that. Because it's like not once and done for Mexico home, right? Yvonne, thank you. Do you hear the clarity in that? Do you hear the alignment? It's like there's no cells over here pulling over here. Can you feel it? Just right here, succinct, aligned, and knowing how big this is, because you can see it on your face, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn, for a beautiful note. Oh, thanks, Dottie. Yeah, it's time.
Freaking awesome. Yep. So happy. Thank you. So happy for you, my friend. So happy for that energy going out into the world, because that kind of leap has a beautiful ripple effect out into the world as well. And then for this community too. So
may I just give a vocal clap?
Yes, you may.
Fantastic. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. And Marie says it's so amazing to be in this group witnessing all the transformation. Absolutely. There's so much great stuff going on in the chat. I don't always see it. About Yvonne as well, Lindsay. I have tears welling. You've always been so big to me, and I love being here to hear this. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you all. All right. We have a couple questions on deck and then content that I want to share with you. And Yvonne, anything else that you want to say? Beautiful, my friend. I'm so happy for you.
No, I'm good. I actually just wrote a quick note in the chat just for everybody that basically, you know, you all inspire me to play a bigger game. So, thank you for that.
In this and what she said prior, can you feel the energy behind these words? That's presence. That's alignment. From this place that she is in, and we're not going to live all of our lives at that moment. Then we're trying to hang on to it, right? But from this moment, Yvonne could say, from stage, I love my mom and it's a beautiful day. I know that's part of her life right now, but you know, like it almost doesn't matter. The words matter hugely, and it's the come from place. And she can trust those things that are arising in her. She could walk onto stage right now and give an hour talk. And do you know that it would land? Can you feel that? Because it's coming from that place. And yes, would she want a few techniques? Of course. Would she want to know what the purpose is? Would all the stories that sell now help her? Yes, of course. But this is a beautiful state to be in, to have the words emerge from here. And we don't have to be so caught up about this word or that. It's going to land. How do we allow and create that state for ourselves? That's part of what is going to be at the intersection of story freedom. Sorry, not story freedom, story foundations and stories that sell now this summer. So yeah, thank you, Yvonne. Freaking awesome. All right. There's questions on deck and there's also content. And I think for today, sometimes I go to the questions first. I was intending to, but we are so in the energy of the content. It will land so easily right now. And so we're going to go to the content for today. And I don't want to tell you the title first, I don't think, because again, I don't want your brain to be, we think we know what the words mean. It's like, if the love and kindness, what does it even mean? It means something quite different than what we think. And we're getting that energetic here. Remember that coming from love or fear from that first call, and watching Dottie come from those two different places and the different Dottie that showed up. It's moment by moment. And then the meta meditation from last time, there is actually only one other piece that I want to do. Wendy spoke to that, but I want to ask you, because there was such fabulous energy around that love and kindness, around that meta meditation last week. Anything that anyone wants to share in or around your experience with that this week, I would love to open that up for a minute or two, because that also provides the foundation for this next step. Anything anyone wants to share. I did it, I didn't do it, but I'm letting myself go, because with love and kindness, I did it and it had this result. I did it and didn't look for results, so I don't have anything to say, but I want to share it anyway. Who would like to share? Love and kindness meditation. What was your experience, Steve?
Well, I have to say, I'm in the same place that Wendy was, is that I intended and didn't. So yeah. I'm recommitting for this week.
Yeah, yeah. And I love so many things about what you just said, Steve, but did you notice that Wendy's standing aligned in that with Wendy number two allowed Steve to also stand in alignment? He might have anyway, but can you hear Wendy's words behind Steve's? It's like when we're aligned, if Wendy had just come right prior to Steve and Wendy had been like, oh, I'm sorry, and I didn't, or something like that, right? It might have inflected Steve's words a little bit differently. So Wendy standing in her power allows Steve easily to stand in his power as well. Can you hear that? Our standing in our power gives permission to others. It's powerful and it's strong. And then could you hear the non-attachment and the clarity of it? I didn't do it. I'm recommitting. This is a fabulous way to be about those things that we are aiming at, whether you call them goals, intentions, whatever your word is, your plans. I didn't do it. And I have been meeting with an accountability partner Fridays, doing exactly what Steve just, and Wendy did too, and Steve did, modeled so beautifully. We've been meeting Fridays for 6.5 years. So that every week, and you can think of it as related to Sarah's call, the training that Sarah did for our community. Every week, it's like, oh, here's what I said I was gonna do. I did that one, I didn't do that one. I did half of that one, I'm gonna give it, and we actually score it with colors, right? So it all goes on a flow chart. It's been happening in my life for 6.5 years. I've never even mentioned that here. Why haven't I mentioned that yet? Came up because of the way Steve said it, right? So it's like, here's the things I committed to. Here's the things I said I would do. Here's this one's in like, dark green because I actually did it. This one's in light green. I'm giving myself a half because I met with that person, but we didn't accomplish the goal. This one, I didn't do at all. I'm going to do it next week. Or this one, I didn't do at all because there were other priorities that came in. So thanks for that clarity, Steve. It's just like, oh, I didn't do it. It's like in yoga. I just, my knee's out of line. No, I just move my knee back into line. I didn't do it. I'm just going to go recommit to it. The simplicity, the non-attachment to that of that is world changing. That's an empowering story. Okay. And Dottie, always it's in Story Freedom Academy. I can answer that. So if you missed it, always head over to Story Freedom Academy. The recordings are always there for you. All right. And actually, I'm glad you said that because, man, don't miss it. That was a powerful, powerful call. Anything else around the meta meditation? Yeah, Mary Kay. And Mary Kay, your opening about that last week was fabulous. Oh my goodness.
Well, it opened up even more. I didn't realize it till you just asked that question, but it changed, it shifted old stories.
Mm.
And there was more, it was like, you know, door one, door two, and they swirled all around, and oh, I didn't, I, that was, I didn't know it could do that.
So the that loving kindness meditation itself, and the instructions for which are simple, they're on call number two, actually shifted stories in you, and you didn't expect that, but you watched it happening. That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You watched an experience happening. Fantastic. And how could it not, when you think about it? It's like Sharon Salzberg, when she drops the thing and she goes, "Hey, you're such a clutch and klutz, and I love you," after doing the meta meditation, that her automatic voice inside was different. It makes sense when we think about it. And because Mary Kay underlined it, that this is going to shift foundational stories. It's a fabulous practice. The last time I did a loving kindness meditation was, last night. I wasn't even thinking about this call at the moment. It's a part of my life. All right. Anything else wanting to be said about the meta meditation? Anything else? Anyone else recommitting to doing it? And I know if you don't know what it is, that you might want to be look into doing this if you don't know what it is yet. Anyone recommitting to this for this week? Hands up. Just want to see who's planning to do this week. Okay, fantastic. Love that. Yeah, I love that. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to go do it for some of you. All right, good. Okay. Content for today. I am so excited about the content piece for today because this piece, I swear, though, for the last couple of years, when I get to this content piece, I go, well, I don't want to do this. I'm going to pull it out. They won't even know. I'm going to pull it out. This doesn't matter. I don't want to do this. This tends to be my reaction to this piece. And then my next thought is, oh my goodness, because this is one of the most central things and I'm missing it right now and I need to recommit to this and this moves everything. So I don't know why that this around this content, probably more than any other piece of content all year long, I have that reaction. I want to pull it out. And then I realize that's because it's so central. And it's been, I need to reinvigorate it in my own life and in my own company. So I'm so excited to share this with you. And I think where I want to begin, because I don't want to just name it for you, because then it goes to head knowledge and, you know, we put it in our little box of what we figure we already know. And I want to start with a poem, because that gets to a different part of us. And don't worry about the intellectual content of it. By 10 minutes from now, you'll get what it is. Then we'll get to the questions. I have some strong answers for the great questions that have been posted. This won't take long, but it's super important. This is from, I've got to find out how to pronounce his name, Galway Kinnell. I'm not going to say his last name, even though I've been reading this poem for years. I look it up and I forget. St. Francis of Missou. And you might want to close your eyes for this. There's nothing you need to retain. Nothing you need to hang on to. Just let the words wash over you like rain. And I love that we had buds and flowers at the Mexico at Home retreat because this poem starts with a bud. The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower. For everything flowers. Now let me start again and get that line. I want to get it better for you. And then imperfectly perfect, I'll continue. So here we go again, St. Francis and the Sow by Galway Kinnell. The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower. For everything flowers from within of self-blessing. Though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to put a hand on its brow of the flower and retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely until it flowers again from within of self-blessing. As St. Francis put his hand on the creased forehead of the sow and told her in words and in touch, blessings of earth on the sow, and the sow began remembering all down her thick length, from the earthen snout, all the way through the fodder and slops to the spiritual curl of the tail, from the hard spininess spiked out from the spine, down to the great broken heart, to the sheer blue milk and dreaminess spurting and shuddering from the 14 teats into the 14 mouths, sucking and blowing beneath them the long, perfect, loveliness of Sal. And again, the beginning part. Now that you've heard the whole poem, hear these words again. The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower, for everything flowers from within of self-blessing. Though sometimes it's necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to put a hand on its brow of the flower and retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely until it flowers again from within of self-blessing. Yeah, some of you are smiling. You can open your eyes when you're ready. It doesn't matter what you remember of this. It doesn't matter if you recall any of it. And some of you recall some things. Who would like to share a word or a phrase or a thought that came up for you? There are no wrong answers here. All is welcome. Yeah, Barb.
Well, talking about the bud immediately took me to Mexico at home and Lindsay's lilac bush. Mm-hmm. Buds.
It's one of the reasons I had to. There's multiple ways into this material. It's one of the reasons it had to be this poem. Yeah, beautiful. What else did you hear in this? What else stays with you? Mary Kay?
Reteach the loveliness.
Yes, if nobody went there, that's the first place I was going to go. Did you hear it? Did y'all hear that line? All the other words serve and support that line, in my view. Sometimes it's necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness. Retell it in words and in touch its lovely until it flowers again from within of self-blessing. Remember, yeah, go ahead, Wendy. You were the next person. The word Wendy was just about to come out of my mouth, the name Wendy. Wendy, go ahead.
I just had like some really big realizations about around the self-blessing and that this flowering has to come from within. Certainly there are guides and people who can help us along the way, but really until we own it in ourselves and we see it as a self-blessing, like there's not anybody else in the world that I need to tell me who I am. I need to discover it within.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Thank you, Wendy. It comes from inside me. So the reason that your name was next on my lips, isn't that just what happened with Wendy? Did you see it at the beginning of the call? And if there's some piece of you that's functional right now, it's like, okay, Michelle, I've got some strategy sessions to be in. I've got some offers to make. It's like, I've got to be on stage. What's the practical part of this? We all said everybody is going to buy from Wendy 2 and not Wendy 1. And we saw a version of that with Dottie earlier. To reteach a thing its loveliness. We do this for ourselves. We do this for others. And so this is at the foundation of today's call. And I want to say, well, how do we do this? And Wendy's going, well, I got to find inside myself, but if we don't even know, like Wendy didn't even know it was happening earlier, right? How does that happen? And the right at the heart of this call, what's at the focused intentionality of this call, the title of this call, which now you'll be ready to hear, which I keep wanting to push away. And every year I bring it back in because it's like, it's crucial. We just saw it in Wendy. This closes sales if you want something practical, right? But that's just a function. That's just a side effect of it. It also has us live a much more fulfilled life, right? And by the way, we sell more, you know, and offer more and et cetera, right? But the title of today's call, Beauty and Love, Two Essential Ingredients for Success. Beauty and Love, Two Essential Ingredients for Success. And I want to share with you, so today's call is about beauty. It just so happens that this poem is about that beauty that I notice in myself. But how am I going to notice it in myself? Well, one of the ways to do that is because I look around in the world, and that's what I see in the world. And to me, it's another way to see that moment in Peaceful Warrior. It's another way to look at that moment. When he goes away, he's like, here's the teaching, here's the teaching, here's the teaching. Can I get off this stupid car right now? I don't want to sit on the car anymore, right? It's like, is it this? Is it this? Is it that? Is it that? He's got all these clever things and even profound things. But the thing that moves the needle, he says, ah, you finally got it. One way to look at it is, of course, it's about presence. Yes, I get that, but it's not what I'm pointing to right now. He says, there's never nothing going on. He sees the world with different eyes. And that's when his mentor goes, like, you finally got it, all those other clever things. But why does that happen? I want to look at that moment from a different angle today. He just woke up to what's beautiful in front of him. And if this is the Love and Kindness series, I want to share with you from a very different angle. You know, I beauty and love. And I think because it sounds so, I'm not against touchy-feely. I can be a very touchy-feely person, but I'm also about, where's the analytics? Where's the results? This isn't just head knowledge, like at the university. It's like, why does this matter? And I think this material always ends up touching me like that. It's like, oh, this sounds like it's too touchy-feely or something, which is strange because I'm not that kind of person, but my editor comes up. But here from this, from the yoga perspective, this is a book, beautiful book. Have I shown you this one before? I think I have. Vanda Scarvelli, Awakening the Spine. Freaking awesome book on yoga, which is only very tangentially about the postures. And this might either freak you out or inspire you, but this is her in her 80s, right? With her feet wrapped around her head. But it is not about that. You know, that might, yeah, for some of you, like Steve's going like, I don't want to do that. That's gross. But she's also really a poet. And it's like, Michelle, this is yoga, but what about my business? You know? Yeah, she has, it's about yoga. She's got a chapter on beauty. I just want to share this with you. She says, there's no beauty without love, and there's no love without beauty. If this is a love and kindness series, what about beauty, right? What is beauty? Are love and beauty interconnected? Does beauty derive from love, or does love derive from beauty? If you don't think this is relevant right now, think about Black Lives Matter. What's happening in the world right now? Who's seeing the beauty in another? Who's not? And I'm not saying one person is or one person isn't. What am I thinking right now? If I'm out there, and I'm not saying march or don't march, I'm not saying it's good or it's bad, I'm saying Black lives do matter. I'm freaking saying that. I could not say that. My man was Black, right? But when I'm there, whether I'm marching or I'm not or whatever, where am I seeing the beauty? And where am I pushing away? Am I pushing away the protesters because maybe they're going to cause more COVID? Am I seeing that? Where am I seeing the beauty? Beauty at the heart of love, okay? What is beauty? Are love and beauty interconnected? Does beauty derive from love, or does love derive from beauty? You will discover the amazing transformation in a person when she is loved. She blossoms, becoming more beautiful each day. Do we see that in Wendy earlier? We saw that in Dottie a couple weeks ago. Beauty. When we love what we are doing, there's beauty in it. And even the more insignificant work becomes attractive. Love has no barriers. This isn't a yoga book, right? Love has no barriers. It's like a pool spring pouring water endlessly. And it's perhaps this absence of limitation that gives wings to fly. Beauty is the absence of definite, determined action, the freedom from slavery to an already formed ideal that drives us in a particular direction, eliminates all other possibilities to wander among the many adventurous and sometimes dangerous roads. Beauty gives also the pleasure to uncover and the luxury to lose. Beauty plays more roles than we think in our companies and in our lives. Is beauty mysteriously hidden behind the feeling of the unknown? Remember that piece about love or fear? Oh my God, it's unknown and I want to push it away because I don't know what's going to happen. Devasia comes up and I'm fear, you know, something new is fearful. What if it's beautiful? Is beauty mysteriously hidden behind the feelings of the unknown? To discover, to find out, to leave behind is fascinating. Is there anything more attractive in life than making the impossible possible? There's more to say about beauty than I can say in 10 minutes. It is intrinsically connected with loving kindness. Can I see the beauty in that person in front of me? Can I see the beauty in the waterfall? Can I see the beauty in the person that I most hate on the sides of Black Lives Matter, for instance? I'm only could see beauty in some places. To say I'd see beauty in, I don't know, who's your enemy right now? Is it the cops? Is it Trump? Is it the person that did something violent to one of the protesters? I'm not condoning any of those actions, don't get me wrong. I told you last week that I think if my man were white and Canadian, he'd still be alive. Black lives matter. Please hear my words. I'll only see beauty over here. I'm not going to see where, what I'm looking at right now is ugly. So I can't see any beauty over here where, at the thing I'm looking at. So I'm going to push that thing away. I'm only going to make sure that I only look at these things and that's my eyes for my company as well. What is it to see through the eyes of beauty? What can I see in front of me that's beautiful? And I tell you, this was exactly the piece I was missing yesterday and today, which is why I didn't want to teach it. Because I'm seeing a lot of beauty sometimes, but I wasn't really feeling it at the moment. And then Black Lives Matter, I was seeing the hatred and violence on both sides that was coming. I was seeing the, you know, the fear in and around COVID. I was in a dark place this morning. The anniversary of my man's death is coming up. I have my dark sides too. What's the ingredient that was missing for me to take my company to the next place today, here and now? I had a 5-minute call with Yvonne. Seeing beauty in that, she helped me recalibrate this morning. I had an hour-long call with a team member, helping me see the most beautiful things in the company, in the world right now. It's connected to Vaja, certainly, pushing away. And one of the things that I think the Metta Meditation does for us, so it's unpacking the next level in the Loving Kindness series. If I'm coming from love or fear, and I know I want to come from love because that's going to change the face of my company, not to mention my life. Well, how do I do that? Here's one of the ways. The Metta Meditation is an antidote to hatred and fear. And anger, that's what the Buddhists teach us. That's what they don't have to be Buddhist to you know, learn from them. So the Metta Meditation. Okay, but what is it that it's actually doing in us? To me, what it's doing after long years of meditation around this, it's enabling me to see the beauty first in myself. That's the order of the Metta Meditation. Then in a loved one, I start close in, just like practical applications, but in a different way. Then in the one that I love, but can I have those circles ever going out? Then in the neutral person, then in what's traditionally known as the enemy, and then the entire world. The Metta Meditation asks us to do this in ever-growing circles. And it, when I have a practice of noticing and creating beauty, I will see it so much more quickly. And that person in front of me, when I'm in a strategy session, they're not saying what I want. You could say it's connected to that moment with Steve, for instance. And when Steve, you said, thank you for modeling. And I appreciate that, Steve. And it's like, there was nothing in me in that moment, I don't think, that I detected anyway. It's like, well, that's just what happened. So then I see beauty in that moment because it's a teaching opportunity. Because that's what I've practiced seeing. For a long, long time, it didn't occur to me to see something else. If it did, it passed quickly. I didn't notice it. Yeah, Steve. You're muted.
Sorry, I thought I clicked it. The other thing that I just noticed is that the Metta Meditation also starts close in.
Exactly, it does. Exactly, it does. Fabulous notice. And so in so many ways for our company, for our lives, start close in with a Metta Meditation. Start close in. It's like, instead of building, you know, faceless, nameless Facebook ads to who we don't even know, and it's, we're so distanced from each other, and our world suffers from that as well. There's distancing. We need to social distance right now, but where's the loving heart inside people, right? And so can we start close in? Can we start close in? And Sharon Salzberg tried to start. She wanted to do the hard and important work, so she wanted to start with the enemy. Because that's what really matters. And our teacher said, like, exactly, you got it, Steve. It's like, you know, why are you wanting to do it the hard way? Why are you wanting to do it the hard way? Start close in. Thank you for that. And this could not be a better place to go straight into the questions. All right. So, and I think I want to often what I'd want to do is do a mini consolidation here, because we just covered some things so foundational for your company and for your world. I hope and trust that I found the words to say it. I see you hearing, all right? So I'm just gonna hope, I hope and trust that that landed. Because I want to go to the questions, and you will see how these principles work, right? This start close in principle and see the beauty too. I mean, all these principles behind answering these questions, all right? So, and then we'll come to your ahas in a minute. So can you track with me? Can you stay with me? Move from that topic, and then here's another one. You're all with me? Okay, good. So Mary Kay says, do I need to have a lower ticket offering in addition to the high ticket one? If so, what type of low ticket offerings work best? Steve was just talking about star close in. And the high ticket virtual retreat assess that too, right? Start close in with the person that's probably already right in front of you, where you can do the deepest dive, and you could say love on and see the beauty in that person, the deepest level, because you're going to do that close on work. Do you get it? You can do so much closer work and so much, like, let's say, for instance, Dottie is a perfect example. Let's say Dottie had, the level of our work had been that she'd read Anatomy of an Empowering Story. Is there as much of a, you know, so that's that surface level work, or she invested in a $97 thing. Is there as much of a chance to see for loving kindness, to grow and to connect and to see the beauty in her and then in each other and in this journey? Where's the deeper possibility for beauty? I've never articulated like that before, but you get it? It's close in with those high ticket people. And why not start the easy way, right? So just like that meditation teacher's like, I want to start with the enemy because it's hard. Let me start there. All the cool people start there, because then it's like not about me, right? We got it backwards in the Western world often. And we get it backwards in our companies as well. Here's the practical nuts and bolts. I've seen so many companies fall to the ground or lose months or years of time over the answer to this question. It is not a thou shalt or you must. It is your company to do with as you choose. But I've seen so many companies fall on this. And Alex Mendosian, a fabulous teacher, he's like, you know, 3 years later to cross the seven-figure mark because I didn't understand this. All the headaches are in the front end. All the rewards are in the back end. Start high ticket. Go back to the high ticket virtual retreat. It's like nothing new under the sun. High ticket virtual retreat, high ticket virtual retreat, high ticket virtual retreat, and sales first, then marketing. Most people do it the other way. They build out their funnel. They build out their Facebook ads. They build their website. And then they, they build out a bunch of emails, and they haven't started with a foundation, which is their own story, and starting high ticket. And it comes from being Wendy 2, not Wendy 1. Do you get it? And also, as Wendy is being Wendy number 2, that both produces and causes her to have the confidence to go out and do it. And she's going to be more Wendy 10 number 2 as she goes out and makes those offers, because she has confidence in herself, that people need what it is she has to offer, and that she can hold space at the highest level. That's making her see the beauty in herself and in that other, that they're ready and willing and amazing people. They're beautiful and able to take that step, right? So do not have a low ticket offering too soon. It crushes companies. And if you think that it's time for you to have a low ticket offer, I strongly suggest you ask me first. You don't have to, but I got a lot of experience in that area, all right? And usually for many of you, for most of you, the answer is going to be no. Certainly, if you're not over that six-figure line yet, the answer is just for me, flat out no. I wouldn't do it. Maybe once you're over that, you know, $250,000 line, maybe if you're over the six-figure line, I don't know, but highly doubtful. Because why wouldn't you have one conversation with a person in front of you and close that $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 sale and do that a couple of times? And then build the resources to build those lower ticket programs where all the headaches are, but there's reward in building a larger structure and serving more people. Start with the high ticket virtual retreat. Start with the high ticket virtual retreat. All right. So Mary Kay, strongly. And then when you say for it, so that's the strong answer to that. follow up with another question if you choose. Work for you, okay, Mary Kay? And then you said, for my new offering. Was this your new low ticket offering that you were considering? Is that what the question, the next question is about? Or is it for the high level mastermind?
The high level.
Okay, fantastic. So you said, what should I call it? Something like meditating virtually with horses, or meditating with virtual horses, or meditating with horses mastermind. And here's the thing, also things that block us from the high ticket virtual retreat. The high ticket virtual retreat is at the heart of the work that we do this year. Trust yourself, go for the top and start there, and it's easier. Do it the easy way, right? And then I also want you to know that just the same things from the high ticket virtual retreat, see you, Lindsay. Like this community wasn't named until about 4 years or 5 years in, I would say. So Marie knows, I think Marie's the only one who was still around from those days. It was, I think we named it maybe right before Yvonne came in. Maybe we hadn't even named it by the time Yvonne came in. It was years. So this community was called the coaching students. Because like, we're just, I was doing private coaching to start. And then these are the coaching students. And then just like we talked about last week, then you start getting two of them together and then you build a mastermind. So don't get caught up in things, in what the name is. And any of those names could do for now. And I ask your students. Ask your students, and don't get too worried about what it's called right now. And you know, meditating with horses, meditating with virtual horses. I mean, any of those would do. Any of those are beautiful. Meditating and horses. I mean, we were going to change the name of this community, and then we didn't. And it doesn't matter, you know. So, and yes, names matter entirely. And also don't let that block you from doing that next level work. I love all of those titles. I would say, ask your students. And we knew we'd hit it with Love Your Words, Love Your Life, because we asked the students and they said, that's exactly what we're doing. And then the same with Embodied Words, the title of the Mexico retreat. And it was Be Heard by Those You're Meant to Serve. That, I'm gonna give credit where credit is due, came from Shelley, who's a graduate of our program. She worked in this community for a number of years, was it? Yeah, and she's a photographer. She came up with the subtitle for Embodied Words. I'm pretty sure it was her, and some other people contributing in the van on the way home from Mexico. Don't let it be hard. Ask them, they'll know. And any one of those would do, okay? And that, to unplug all of you from, like, just go do it, just go do it, just go do it. Start with a high-ticket virtual retreat. And then, and you said, if this helps you to answer, this is the transformation. Inspired by horses, you become so comfortable. It could be called Inspired by Horses. You know, like that was your first words in the transformation. I just noticed that just now. I kind of like that actually, Inspired by Horses, because meditating, are they all already meditators at the beginning? So it's about decorating the door at the beginning, right? So helpful. Okay, let me see. A couple more questions on deck, but Jasmine is not here and she didn't even officially post them as questions. Yvonne, will you do me the huge favor to remind me, you could text me or post a question in Story Freedom Academy, and whichever way works best for you, to answer Jasmine's questions next on Tuesday, because she's not here right now. And I want to, you know, I want to answer the questions in this case when she's here. And I want to make sure that we have enough time, because we've done a lot of really important work on this call. And we haven't done too much consolidation. And so I think I want to do a little mini aha. And Mary Kay, does that give you enough to go with your questions? Okay, good. I want to do a little mini aha around just the responses to the questions, because that might get lost in the bigger aha for the whole call. Because Mary Kay's questions brought up some foundational things worth the price of admission for the year if you actually heard and implement the answers to those questions, because that has stopped many a company, right? So one or two or three words that mark something of your aha, maybe one sentence, not more, briefly, and just jump in and say those words when it's your turn, so that we can have the consolidation for the whole call. Yvonne, you're up first.
Sorry, I was multitasking here for a second.
Right. First, I asked her to go do something, and then I told her to tell her she's up first.
could we have somebody else go first for a second?
In this case, yes. It's not your interest because I asked you to do something.
Yeah, I just need to kind of come back into zone here.
Barb, you're up. And did you see that there was, I mean, even though the word sorry came out of her mouth, I didn't see the energy of that. I mean, she's just laughing, and she's just like, you know, it's my bad, not hers, right? And there's no, like, she's still in that zone. Can you hear that? It's sometimes, it's not about the surface of the words. I didn't hear a giant, oh my goodness, I did something wrong. It wasn't that. It's more like, hey, Michelle, you messed up, but it's okay. I don't mind. You know, I love you anyway. Beautiful. Barb.
My ha is start with high ticket.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Dottie.
My aha is the beauty and loveliness and the start with high ticket. And okay. And if you have a chance, would you look at the questions that I put in response if you can?
We'll see what we can do. We're at five minutes to the end of the call. So if they don't get answered this time, please post them for the next call, okay? Because the next call is just a few days from now. I'll do what I can, okay? Steve, you're up next.
Would you just read them at least so that you'll have them?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're gonna finish this round first. Yeah, thank you, Dottie.
Start close in.
Yes, it matters more than we say, more than I can say. In a small group diamond call on Monday, we had a deep dive of the application of that for somebody who's been around for quite a while, but heard another level of it for her company. And as she said, it's just going to save her 6 months off her journey. It's huge. Thank you. Wendy.
Start with the one.
Yes. Mary Kay.
Hold space at the highest level, and that feels good, much better than what everybody else is saying. Mm-hmm. Not you, other people.
And you know what's so interesting, and you watch me doing that too. It's like, those other people, man, I don't get that. And then the next higher level challenge, and I know you're up for it, is like, there's so much that's going on out there, and you'll see me do that too. Out there that happens, and in here we're doing this. And there is even a next level iteration of that, as those people are saying those other things, I don't need to start there. Maybe take whoever your least favorite politician is, or your least favorite violent person, and I don't need to start there. Like, let me see the beauty in that, right? But the meta meditation has us doing this. Ultimately, that is the thing, because that is how, in that moment, when somebody says something that I don't want in that strategy session, so it's a thing that I don't want, how can I encompass that too with love? How can I see the beauty in that? Don't start there. It's too hard, right? But how can I see the beauty in that moment? Ooh, and I just thought of a really dark example of that, but we're going to go to someplace else because not because of my editor, but like did not need it right now. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So
I'm here.
Yvonne's turn.
I'm ready.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Yvonne. It's always in order on my, I totally missed it. Yes, yeah. Yvonne, go.
There's beauty and love everywhere. Yeah.
That couldn't be a better summary too, right? You know, if you are, worried about, like, that this is the higher level challenge, right? And don't start there, but the meta meditation calls us to it eventually. If you are worried about COVID and the protesters because there's lots of spit flying or whatever, what's the beauty that you can see in them? If you have been out there protesting or your heart is with them, what's the beauty that you can see in those who are even, who don't understand why there's protests going on? Or even at a deeper level, can you see the beauty in the hearts of those even who are perpetuating the violence? I mean, violence begets violence. Their violence didn't start from them. Scratch, you know, the surface far enough, and we all know the father who beats up his kid was beaten up as a kid. Have we lost the beauty in that person? Easy to push them away, Devasia. What level do you want to take this on at? And then it's not hard. When something like, and Steve, you pointed to that, so I'm going to return to that moment. When Steve says, well, I don't like that call at all. It's like, it's all good. You know, that comes from a practiced place. It's a practice, right? There wasn't anything in me at that moment that I could detect that had any, you know, and sometimes that would be enough to push people's buttons, but it doesn't matter to me, right? So, and this comes from all these teachings. I eat my own cooking, right? So let me go to the questions. Let me take 1 minute, and Dottie, please post it for next week. Let me see. What we should do step by step, and even have us track our calls and results. Step by step, go back and implement steps 1 to 18 from the high ticket virtual retreat. And if you can't remember what they are, that means that those are the first steps to engage in. It's in part 3 of the high ticket virtual retreat. And if you don't know that it's in part 3 of the high ticket virtual retreat, that means that the material for high ticket virtual retreat isn't ingrained deeply enough in you to really enact every level of it. And don't try to start at those 18 steps, because they are the foundation. But you need to start with the pieces that we do in the morning, because I was telling that story just last week, that the person who tried to start with those 18 steps, it didn't work because they were missing the foundation. So that if you don't remember that there are 18 steps and you don't know how to enact them and you don't know that they're even there, that means that material has not yet been incorporated in you and enacted and lived. So that's the very first place. There's an entire day-long training on that. All right. Let's end up this call. That was a little mini consolidation of what was happening with Mary Kay. It might even have been your consolidation for the whole call, but consolidation really, really matters. So we're going to round out this call. If you need to leave, I understand, because we're at the hour right now. No offense taken. If there's one person left, we'll finish up this round. Remember that we meet on Tuesday, not Thursday next week. I can't wait to see you then. It is going to be, I know, an outstanding call because of the energy behind it. It can't not. We're going to do one more round of consolidation. And what's the one aha? This is different, right? What's your one aha from the whole call? It's like, this opened in me right from the beginning of the call. What do you recall? And don't try to be there. Also notice that you might be trying to figure that out right now. Don't. And then what's your one inspired action? How does this move something in your world? Because otherwise it's all head knowledge. Who cares? Yvonne, you're now up in my upper left corner. Hopefully you're freed up. Let's have you go first.
Yes. It was something that you said in the very beginning, owning the story of my life.
Yeah.
And my...
And we witnessed that in Yvonne as she was talking about taking that leap. Mm-hmm. That's coming from love, not fear. It's all, she just enacted all the teachings here, right? And love and kindness in and of herself, and seeing the beauty of herself and the leap and her company, all that was necessary for that leap. And she then, you know, summarized it all, own the story of my life, which is stories that sell now. So thank you for in that one phrase, pulling together so much of many threads of what we've been talking about. Tells me you're tracking, tells me you're here. Fantastic. What's your, don't let that go to your editors, right? Because, oh no, I better come up with something clever. Right? And what's your inspired action?
I'm actually going to block off time, and it might take me a week or longer to re-listen to the high ticket virtual retreat, but I have to probably listen to it in chunks, but do an hour here, an hour there kind of thing. Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And thank you for knowing. And I know you've been there for many of them. And the fact that you're going back to that tells you that's an upper level move. You know, that's a leg up yoga move, understanding how crucial that is. It's not something new under the sun. It's like, which piece of this, which nuance of it do I need to hear? There's nothing extra there to take it to the next level. Fantastic. Yes. Barb.
My aha is growing the beauty from within, from St. Francis and the Sow.
Yeah, some beautiful
and
poem.
My inspired action is to continue with the meditation and review the Quantum Leap retreat.
Yes, that's a great act too, because that's about what's where am I headed? Fantastic, yes. What is it that I even want to create? And that's an act of loving kindness toward yourself and your company too, beautiful. Yes, Dottie.
I'm going to review the 18 steps from Mexico.
Yes, fantastic. And if you're going to do that, don't ever start with just the 18 steps, because it's not going to do anything. Start from the beginning of the day. And I promise you that that is the best that I know how to have you actually implement this. The mistake that never starts from those pieces. So you got to start right from the beginning of the day. The whole day is sequential. It moves in order. And
thank you. I'll do that.
Fantastic. So that's your aha and your action. And we can't hear you. You're muted.
That is my action.
Fantastic.
And I already shared my ahas. Do you want me to share them again?
It's fine. If your ahas are what they were before, we're good. Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. Perfect. Steve, you're up. And that's a great action for you, Dottie. Nothing better than that. I'm so pleased. Steve.
I'm going to keep this simple. The meta meditation starts close in. Yes. My inspired action is to put this piece of paper where I have that right in my journal that I have by my bed, so that every evening after I finish my journaling, which I've done, by the way, every day since the Mexico retreat.
Freaking awesome, Steve. So good.
I'll put this in there, and then it will it'll be a prompt to remind me to do it before I close my eyes.
Highly concrete, check-offable action changes the world. Yes, beautiful. Thank you, Steve. Wendy.
I matter. Huh.
Said, owned, lived, changes the world.
Yes, and again, you do.
Yes, it's like it is visible and palpable. And don't go and tell the dream stealers, like, that's what I learned. They won't get it, but we get it. We got it. Yes, you got it. Yeah. What's your inspired action, Wendy?
Meta meditation.
Yeah.
At the just me level.
I think that is perfect. I love that you got that. That's what I would be doing in your place too. It's perfect. And I've done that and it's powerful. Fantastic. I've done that over long, long stretches of time. Yes. Beautiful. Mary Kay.
This all takes my practice to a much deeper level. And my inspired action is to stay paused, taking space for myself for the next couple of days while my family is here, rather than trying to do everything all at once.
Sometimes the action is non-action, or what we would think of as non-action. Creating space, that is a beautiful thing to do, and an act of loving kindness when everybody's here. Start close in by taking care of myself. All those things are in that one very well-chosen action. Thank you all. You guys are amazing. This only happens at the level that you bring, and you bring so much to the table. I just love and adore you. Have a fantastic, not even a week. We will see you on Tuesday, which is a very special day for me. And I can't think of anybody else that I'd rather share it with than you guys. You are amazing. I love you to bits. And I will see you for I know what's going to be an outstanding call on Tuesday. Bye-bye for now.